I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
One, here come the two to the three to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she won't mow. Like she a groupie, I ain't even on tour. Maybe she cause she heard I had a rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy out the stores. Bottom of the knife and the nigga got a score. If I'm not gonna move on to the next floor. Here comes the three to the two to the one. Homeboy tripping, he don't know I got a gun. When it come to pop, man, we do shit for fun. You ain't got one, nigga, you better run. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen. And everybody in the club getting tipsy?
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. I guess that's back when people used to whisper they lines.
Yeah!
Why do you see my dick, hey bitch?
Why do you see my dick?
I'm gonna tear that pussy up.
Like we couldn't hear.
Right. Your whole sound system be messed up.
Yeah, you be
when the next song come on.
Adjusting your shit, going, what happened? I can't hear nothing.
Right. The next song come on, be loud as fuck.
Yes, because you had to turn it up.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh shit, Lil Jon, let me turn this back down.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear after that.
Yeah, this is the Blackout Tips. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Just search the Blackout Tips. It will come up, leave us 5-star reviews, and if we like them, we'll read them on the air. That's what we do, guys.
Only if we like them.
The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today marks day 608 that Bobby Shmurda has been locked up in jail. And today's show is sponsored. It is sponsored by a very special, sexy sponsor. That's right, today's show is sponsored by AdamandEve.com. Adam and Eve wants to hook you up with half of off. Mm-hmm. Half of the off. All you gotta do, pick out one item. It could be anything. It could be a sex toy. It could be a pack of condoms. Like, you can buy condoms in vogue. Get your freak on. Yes. School about to start.
That's what I'm about to say. College about to start. Go ahead and buy you a big pack and sell them on campus.
Be safe. You know, you can also do things like get lingerie, all kinds of stuff. So you buy your item. You put it in your cart, right? And that's it. Then there's a checkout box right there. And there's an offer code you can put in. In that offer code box, you want to put in TBGWT. And what Adam and Eve is going to do, for the absolutely low price of $3.99, they're gonna give you 3 free adult DVDs, a free exclusive gift, and top it all off with free shipping on your entire order. That's right. You ain't gotta do nothing else. Say no more. 3 free adult DVDs, a free exclusive gift, and free shipping. All you had to do is put in code TBGWT. We look out for you like that, okay? So just go to adamandeve.com and put in the code. And get your stuff half off, guys, okay? You will appreciate this, all right? So, you're welcome. Play me out, Leon.
Hold you close under the white moon. Cause baby, I'm ready. And you know that I'm waiting on you.
All right. Got all kinds of stuff to talk about, okay? All kinds of news. Okay. And on TV and on the internets and whatnot.
Okay.
I guess first of all, start with the big news. Bishop Eddie Long has lost some weight, y'all. Dramatic weight loss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Apparently, he said that he changed up his diet. And he posted a video discussing his new lean look after his slender physique apparently caused some of his congregants to worry about his health. People are asking, Bishop, what happened to you? you know.
Somebody said no more semen lattes.
That's why I think he switched up from his diet of underage semen. And I ain't forgot.
Regular, mm-hmm. I guess regular grown man semen must have them calories that take a little bit more out of you.
I don't know. I just maybe that's the diet he switched up because yeah, I'm not forgetting what you did to those little kids. And you know, maybe the stress from settling out of court caused some health issues, who knows. But at any rate, he said people are asking Bishop what happened to you, and he said, well, all of me is melted away. He said he told his congregation that he planned to live past 100 by dispensing with a slave menu. I wasn't going to get to age 100 by stopping by Popeyes. That was my weakness, he says. The biscuits with honey and the chicken wings spicy. He chided people eat from what he called a slave menu, saying eating raw vegetables instead has given him more energy and lowered his blood pressure. He's lost weight and no longer has to take blood pressure medication. There you go. So go raw, y'all. It's finally going raw inside of him. You know, something is different. He's switching up the formula. All right. So actually the actual real big news today was, more information dropped about, Nate Parker and his, sexual assault case that he, trial that he beat in, college. And I think, you know, it was 1999. When he was accused of this, okay. He and his roommate basically. His
roommate served time, right?
His roommate was, yeah, he served, something like, I want to say he was sentenced to 6 months or something like that, but he was in jail for, I forget how long. I saw someone say 2 years, but he was in jail. And then what happened was during the retrial, the victim didn't want to testify again, so he basically got out of jail, and as far as he's concerned, he was exonerated. There was allegations that he and Nate Parker harassed the woman after she, you know, initially reported this to the police and to the school and whatnot. And so little things have been leaking about this. My personal belief is that and this is just my guess. This is not based on anything. My guess is that the studio is probably behind making sure that this information gets out now so they can be ahead of it, so that when the movie comes out, people will have already talked about this, and it'll essentially be people either fuck with you or don't fuck with you by that point. And especially during award season, it'll be people fuck with you or don't fuck with you. A lot of people feel like, well, this is going to tank the movie. This is going to tank the awards. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You have all watched movies by accused rapists.
Yes.
And you will watch more movies by accused rapists.
Whether you know it or not.
That's how common rape is. It's not like some far off thing. This man was accused of rape in 1999. And he's basically had 17 years of a successful working career as an actor. And now he's probably going to get nominated for some awards and have a critically acclaimed film that he is going to get most of the credit for putting together. So Woody Allen has done this.
Roman Polanski
has done this. Bryan Singer has done this. This Heman and Holland and the people who are so worried about preserving this man's image, you're wasting your breath. Mm-hmm. Society will preserve his image for you because it does. That's what it does.
You're good at something, it will.
Right. Now, I do notice the selective defense for him, and when compared to other people, there's a lot of pro-black men that are defending him in general.
Hotepness.
Yeah, there's even some women that are like, I'm so pro-black, I would defend this dude for allegedly raping a white woman rather than to say, you know, this looks bad. This information that's out looks bad. But what's funny though is we don't do that with Roman Polanski. Mm-hmm. We don't do that, but I've seen other people do that with like Woody Allen. But black people in general don't do that. Like, we're right. Like, that dude, people were using those two people as examples when they were defending Bill Cosby, which is so funny now, right? There's the conspiracy theories that everyone's trying to take down the black man. The mysterious they is trying to take down the black man to keep this important movie from ever coming out. Guys, if that was the case, it's too late. The movie's coming out.
Brother, you want it to or not?
Nothing like this has ever stopped the movie from coming out.
They've invested too much money.
Yeah, I mean, look at, who was it that? Bryan Singer. Like, he still got movies coming out. It doesn't stop anything in the midst of these allegations. Especially people of talent. People always can't wait to make an excuse to keep supporting them.
Right, and like you're talking about with Woody Allen and Roman Polanski, the funny thing about it is that when it comes to shit like this, most of these black people complaining now, they gave a zero fuck because they felt like it didn't, quote-unquote, affect their community. And it's about time a white man went down, which is the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. A rapist is a rapist.
Yeah. You know, it's so what's interesting to me is I've seen every kind of defense so far today. I saw the one person was going in. They had actually sat on the trial. They were like, I sat there, I was in the courtroom, and you know, basically for them to be for Nate Parker to be found not guilty of sexual assault to a white woman in Penn State when it was so, you know, racist up there and stuff, that he definitely, you know, he didn't do it. And the other dude, he got convicted of assault, not any of the consent charges, so neither one of them have ever been technically convicted of rape. So, you know, y'all basically need to chill out. Y'all didn't read every piece of information. Y'all didn't sit in the courtroom. So y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Stop talking about it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Is that the measure for everything?
Everything, dog. Everything.
Don't, like, because how many times have you talked about Zimmerman? You ain't sit your ass in that trial. You know, you didn't sit there. You haven't gone through every shred of evidence. You didn't do that. How many of us have looked at, you know, like Mike Brown or Eric Garner or all these people that we decided, you know, individually, we decided, like, I think this person did this. I think this person is guilty of that. I think this evidence that I'm seeing is damning, and I don't know a way to try to aggregate that, or to try to, not aggregate it, to try to, offset that with something else. We don't do that for certain people, you
and
know.
We don't do that on certain issues,
right? But when it comes to this, then it's like it's time to wait for quote unquote all the facts, you know, as we do with any rape that the person being accused is somebody that we covet. It's always like we'll just wait for all the facts, and I'm like, who defines what all the facts is?
Correct.
What's all the facts? Do we have all the facts with Zimmerman? Do we have all the facts with OJ? Do we have all the facts? I mean, I just want to know. When do we have all the facts? Do we have all the facts with Mike Brown? Do we have all the facts with Eric Garner? Do we have all the facts with, you know, with, man, there's so many, I'm losing track, but, you know, Sandra Bland, do we have all the facts? Do we have all the facts? You know, do we have all the facts with Rekia Boyd? Do we have all the facts with, like, we don't wait for this shit. Every day I see people sharing articles from shit that literally just happened, just got posted online, videos that they have maybe or maybe not even watched, headlines of articles they maybe did or didn't even read. And they never have problems being like, yeah, this is fucked up. This fits a long pattern. This fits a long, you know, this is bad. But I really feel like people can defend anything, you know. I was sad to see there were a couple people on my page I had to get rid of that came in trying to be like, man, y'all, you know, this is sad that y'all would just do this to this black man. Like, okay, that's, if that's who you think I am, cool, bye. You know what I mean? If that's what you think, I sit around waiting all day like, man, I can't wait to shit on Nate Parker. Yo, I'm not even gonna front. I was so excited for this movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna front. Like,
right.
Unlike a lot of people, I do go see slave movies, quote unquote. I do like this genre. I love our history. And I was excited for this movie. I still can't say that I won't see it at some point. Like, probably not in the theater, probably. I don't know. But, like, I came, but I'm not gonna front. If liking this movie as a black person means I have to sit up here and ignore the shit, then I guess I'm just a coon ass sellout, man. Call me whatever you need to call me, but no, I'm not willing to go that far. And if that makes me a coon or a bad person or a bad black person, then I guess I'm a bad black person, because nothing's that fucking important. It's just one fucking movie. at any rate, the thing that came out today was a transcript of a phone call he had with the accuser.
Okay.
And it's bad. Like, it's just, and by bad, I mean, it sounds like minimum, it was a date rape type situation. Like, you know, she called and said she was late with her period. So I don't know. Some people are saying she's miscarried or lost a baby or something, but she was basically saying, I'm pregnant and I don't know if I'm pregnant by you or him or whoever else was in the room because I don't remember that night. And he was like, basically like, well, it can't be my baby. And she's like, well, the next morning you had sex with me again and you definitely didn't have a condom on. And he's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Which to me sounded like somebody who's trying to see like, well, you don't really remember, so I'll just say it's definitely not mine. And then he doesn't really say the roommate's name at all. So she don't even know who the other dude is from this conversation anyway. And then she doesn't remember him. She's like, wasn't it more than just two people? And he's like, no, it's just us. And, just one other guy came, but he went home and it was just us. And, you didn't say no. So, you know, she's like, I'm drunk. I couldn't even remember that night. Like, my body was numb. I couldn't have done anything. I don't have sex with people I'm not in a relationship with. So my thing is, even if you stretch the belief and the benefit of the doubt as far as possible, in my opinion, you're still, cause these are his words in this conversation. You're still saying some other dude had sex with her and you were there for that, for the handoff. Even so, you knew at least that was wrong. There's no way you didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it's just, you know, it's bad, man, you know? And I understand it was 17 years ago and I understand he was quote unquote a kid in many of y'all's eyes and he was worried about himself and all this, but being a kid, being drunk, being whatever, it doesn't excuse you making somebody else your victim either. So you can't just say, well, that's cool because it was so long ago, I guess it won't matter, you know? So yeah, it was just, you know, it was bad, man. Like, just looking at some of this shit now, you know, he talked about, he asked her what kind of, was she seeing her own campus counselor for the school? Cause he was worried about her wrestling scholarship and shit. She said she was seeing an off-campus counselor. He says, she was crying because she didn't know. She's like, we don't know whose baby it is. And he's like, don't cry. I mean, I'm willing to help as much as I can. I mean, with anything, because, well, I mean, shit, like, you know what I mean? Getting pregnant off of some stupid shit doesn't, no one deserves that, you know, and it's unfair to everyone. You know what I mean? Especially the child, if you have it or whatever, you know. She said, can you tell me honestly how many people I slept with that night so I know what I'm looking at here? And he said, well, it was only, you know what I mean, the only person, people who was there was me and the person that I was with that night when we met, my roommate. Which is weird because it felt like that's a obvious, I don't want to say his name type of situation. Like, I don't, well, don't let me, you know, like, which is so, it's so ridiculous. It's like, it's almost like you're saying, okay, you don't remember this, so I'm not gonna give you any more information. And maybe he suspected that the call was being recorded, maybe she did, she knew, so maybe they were both kind of trying to get information out of each other, get people to say certain things, who knows. She says, yeah, but didn't like three people come home with us? And he said, no, yeah, sounds like, can't attempt the one that gave us the ride. No, he didn't. Okay, he didn't at all. He wasn't even in, like, he had left. He more or like dropped us off, you know? Yeah. So, and, I'm really appreciative. I really appreciate you calling you now. You know what I mean? Talking like us having a civil conversation. I just wanted to let you know, I'm trying to think of, well, what do you want to do? Do you know yet? And she said, I have no clue. I'm still confused about that night, Nate. And that's, I don't want to have a kid and then like tell it, you know, I slept with a whole bunch of people when I'm drunk, you know, and that's how you came to be. I don't know about doing that, but I don't believe in abortion either. I don't know what to do. I mean, I was really drunk. And he said, I understand. I'm sorry. I'm like I told you before, you know what I mean? You know, the way that everything happened. Now looking back on it, we can both say that it was just unnecessary. None of it should have happened anyway. You know what I mean? And I'm here. I mean, to help you any way I can. You know, I mean, I know that it's a fucked up situation. Like you said, you were hurting and stuff. You're going through it. I want to help you. You know what I mean? Anything that you can do, tell me. I don't know what to say because I've never been in a situation like this before. You know, like you're saying that you don't want to bring, you know, a kid into this world and all that. I know for a fact that it's not mine, but let's just say for the sake of saying I don't know what to do. And she says, how do you know it's not yours? And he said, because I was protected. That's why. She says, that the morning after, when I was really groggy, when you like, I was laying on my stomach and you had sex with me and you come to my back. And he said, that's true. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like I said, it almost feel like you fishing to see, like, do she remember this? Cause who the fuck will forget that? Someone says they're pregnant, you don't remember you fucked them without a condom? The fuck out of here. You know that's not true. You know what I mean? You will absolutely remember that shit. I'm pregnant. Your mind immediately becomes a mental Rolodex of, oh fuck, I knew I shouldn't have done that. If, you know what I mean? So it's almost like, well shit, if you don't remember, then I don't remember. So I definitely didn't. I definitely remember I didn't. I used a condom for sure. She says, I mean, I don't understand why you guys did this to me in the first place. And he says, why are you making it like that? That's my only thing. The morning after, okay. I mean, she says, why are you making it like that? That's my only thing. The morning after, okay, this is what I'm saying. The morning after, you know what I mean? You said, I have sex with you. It wasn't even like that. You know what I mean? If there was anything wrong, you would have said it, but you said nothing was wrong, you know? That's why I'm just like, whoa, why is she, oh, wait, this is him. Why is she saying something was wrong? And she says, in the morning, Nate, I hardly remember anything. And he said, okay. And she says, I mean, I didn't, honestly, Nate. I didn't want to have sex with you that night. I mean, everybody that I had sex with before you have always been in a relationship. And he said, okay. She said, and I don't go, I mean, did you just go out and bring another person in the room? He said, no. Or did the other person just walk in? No, actually. She says, then how did he come to be there? And he says, because you hung out with me and that person ever since we left Silver Screen. She says, yeah, how did that happen to me having sex with him? And he says, because we were all hanging out together, then me and you started doing stuff, and me, then me, and you eventually started having sex or whatever, and he was still there, and you know what I mean? It started happening, and you didn't stop it, you know what I mean? She says, but Nate, I was so out of it, my whole body was numb, I couldn't do anything about it, and he's like, this is what I'm saying, okay, this is my whole thing, I've been thinking about this and everything, there's no way, and I say to myself, I know for a fact, there's no way that you did anything or said anything to assure that you didn't want to do what you were doing, you were all for it, you know what I mean, like, when you said something, you had a dick in your mouth, and the dick, and somebody on top of you, the whole thing about that, you were holding it. It'd be different if you were just laying there, but you weren't. You were active, you know what I mean? She says, I can't see that. I don't remember. I just don't remember. And he said, this is what I'm saying. Okay, can you just give me this much? Would you admit that, or would you say that things could have happened that you may have been involved with that you just don't remember? She says, I honestly don't know, because I know if I wasn't drunk. He says, okay. She says, I wouldn't have done that. And he says, okay, well, do I know that? You say you were all this drunk. I really didn't know that you were all that drunk. I'm not, that's what I'm saying. I can't control your drinking, and I don't know exactly how drunk you were. I don't know. I was drinking, you were drinking, everyone was drinking, and I didn't know you were all that drunk. Why? Because you were like, yeah, let's go to your house. That's cool. Let's go. And I told her, you know what? You know, we went, and you were like, yeah, you were having a good time. We were talking everything. I mean, this is what I'm saying. If you were, I can understand that you said, Nate, you know what I mean? I was drunk and I'm sure I did things, but I don't remember. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it was against my will. I'm not going to say, of that, but all I'm saying is I really don't remember. And then he says, She said something that they couldn't make out. And he said, that's different. That's different. But for you to say you were just passing out and this is, and that is totally, that's just wrong. I'm saying you were completely conscious. You may not remember. You may say that you don't remember now. And I can understand you saying that. Maybe you were completely conscious. You know what I mean? You were awake. You know what I mean? When you were giving head or, and that's the three pages. So, like I said, at minimum, she's consistently saying, I don't remember and I can't, like, I was too drunk to consent. And I think in 1999 terms, yeah, people definitely would have been like, yeah, that's not guilty. You know, I think in 2016 terms, people would like a, well, actually, you know what? In 2016, you still might have people say that he would not be guilty. Cause I think once you involve alcohol with sex, a lot of people, have been trained our whole lives to view consent as like a formality almost. Like, well, you were drunk, they were drunk. So, I mean, fucking happened. You blacked out. What's the big deal? You know, and while I've always approached alcohol very cautiously because of that, I think there's a lot of people that the culture is to get blackout drunk and shit. And that, to me, it always just seemed dangerous as fuck. And I think, you know, especially after watching like The Hunting Ground and things, you know, like documentaries about rape on campus and how it's treated, you know, it doesn't shock me that somebody would get off for it. You know, colleges don't want to see this shit. You know, like
schools are known for being the party schools.
Yeah, they don't want their athletes having, you know, these cases against them. When we know that colleges have a culture of covering this shit up, you know, for black athletes, you know, to see people try to turn it into just a white woman accuse a black man of rape and y'all think that they would get away with it? Well, if they're athletes, probably. I mean, it's Penn State. It ain't like Penn State got a leg to stand on when it comes to sexual scandals and investigations. Exactly. So I don't know, man. I just find it very funny that people are just being so defensive of it. They don't even want people to allow for the fact that they can be like, yeah, this might have happened. You know, he might, looking at that transcript. I don't know. How do you feel about the transcript that I read?
It's fucked up.
Yeah. You know, people are trying to make it into this, like, it's not that bad type of situation, but it's, I'm like, not it's that pretty bad. Yeah.
Who would say some shit like that?
People are doing it.
She basically says she don't remember. He was like, you're conscious that you could be drunk and actually functioning. You could be moving around, you could answer, and you could be drunk.
Right.
And not remember anything that happened to you.
Yeah. And for people to be like, well, they're trying to bring him down because he's a black man making a film about slavery and revolution and stuff.
What that got to do with his actions? What does that movie have to do with this right here?
Yeah, and I mean, why didn't they bring down all the other black people that made slave films that, you know, you guys swear there's so many of them and they're so bad and you hate seeing them and shit. Where's the, why haven't they brought down Steve McQueen? You know what I mean? What they have, is this like the Obama birth certificate theory? Where they have a time machine where in 1999 they know Nate Parker's gonna make this movie in 2016 and the world is just not gonna be ready to see it, so it's gonna be time to bring up the rape trial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and this, a lot of times stuff like this, it just frustrates me because I love blackness. I love being black. I love black people. But black people do fucked up shit too. And you being black, I will not allow you to hide behind your blackness as an excuse to excuse your behavior. And that's what you're doing. You're going where they're a black man. We know the history of, you know, how people, okay, that's cool. That's cool. But he didn't get shot by a police officer.
Right.
You know, that's cool. That's cool. But he actually committed the crime. Allegedly committed the crime. As far as I'm concerned, he did commit the crime. And you want to go, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, it's a black man. And because it's a black man, I could be like this. And I will say this and I will continue to say this, and I don't care how you feel about this. If you defend these actions, I consider you a rapist. I consider you a rapist. You are a rapist. I'm sorry. I don't care what you, men, you a rapist. Or my thing is this, if you don't rape, you support rape culture. And I feel like that because there's too many people that have been raped. And I know a lot of rape victims and people that have, it's so common that people just, a lot of women joke about it and they talk about it. Like, you could just be having a casual conversation. They'll bring it up and just move on with the conversation. Like it's like we talking about a movie and they'll be like, well, yeah, I got raped and such, 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 such. And yeah, he did. But that was, you know, a long time ago and I'm over it now. But everybody's been raped. It's somebody that committed this crime against them. Somebody committed this crime against them. They did not rape themselves. So there are a lot of rapists that are walking around free, and there are a lot of men that are rapists. You're rapists. And so every time this shit come up, you want to jump, you want to holler, you want to scream, because you want to defend your actions.
You know what's funny too is it kind of ties into what we were saying yesterday with the comedian from the UCB, and while people were like, we don't believe these women because they won't go to the police, right? There was like so many people that, oh, I don't believe this person because they didn't go to the cops. Like, how can I believe you? You didn't go to the police, you know? If this really happened, I mean, I'm just supposed to take your word for it? I mean, you could just say this about anybody. It's like, okay, cool. This woman went to the police.
Had a trial.
She had a trial. She went to the campus. She testified. End of the day, one dude did zero time and one dude essentially got, you know, a couple 6 months. And according, like I said, I had to look into the details. Someone says he was in jail for 2 years for it. Point being, that's justice for her. That's what justice was. That's what going to the police was. That's what the transcript is a transcript. That's not made up information or whatever. You know, I saw someone saying, well, her story, you know, it changed a few times. Yo, if I was so drunk I don't remember everything, my story might not be the best story. I might not be able to spin the yarn for you that up to your satisfaction because I was that fucking drunk, which should tell you, you probably shouldn't have had sex with me. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. We always see the defense as these poor men. What about them? What's going to happen to their lives? Now they're going to be destroyed. This man has had, this is 1999. He's had 17 years of a successful movie career. 17 years. His homeboy who actually got convicted and got out and then all this shit, he's a co-writer of this movie. This movie will probably get nominated for some things. What are you talking about?
They're going to be just fine.
Yeah, who are the dudes whose lives, you know, are getting destroyed in these situations? These talented actors and famous people and shit. You know, I could even understand if your concern was for some random poor kid or some shit or whatever. You know, there's been, like, I'm not trying to be insensitive to people who've been falsely accused of shit before. I understand that it does happen.
Yes, it does.
I understand that if it happens to you or some shit, it's gotta be terrible to go to jail for some shit you did not do if you get convicted. But even when motherfuckers do it, they don't get convicted. You know, like, who are these people whose lives were ruined? Kobe Bryant's life ruined? Ben Roethlisberger's life was ruined? Bryan Singer's life was ruined? Eddie Long's life was ruined? Whose life was ruined? Who are y'all talking about? Who are these fictional people that are not, that are, these, the stigma is just keeping them from having, is Woody Allen's life ruined? Is Roman Polanski's life ruined? Like, whose life is ruined? What are we talking about? Mike Tyson, is his life ruined? The dude went to prison. He back out. He's quote unquote adorable. He has a cartoon now. Whose life is ruined? It's like people just make up these fucking hypothetical situations. Cause at the end of the day, they're not defending Nate Parker. They're not defending Nat Turner. They're not defending this movie. They're not defending black people. They're defending the right to treat women as property. And that's it. That's the end of the whole thing, the status quo. You can try to couch it in so many other things. There's no fucking movie good enough to justify that shit. There's no person that's so great that you can justify that shit. Just be honest with yourself. When you like somebody, it's fuck women. Back to the back burner. You know, fuck victims. Not even women. Fuck victims. Afrika Bambaataa. Fuck victims, right? It just doesn't, once you like somebody, now it's time. You know, I saw so many truth teller comedians that couldn't wait to defend that comedian yesterday. You know, it's just what people do. It's just what people do. You know, so yeah, it's very disheartening to read that shit, you know, but like I said, it'll pass.
By the time
the movie's out, it won't matter. It won't matter. It'll be people bringing it up in passing, like, oh, you gonna go see that rapist movie? Ha ha ha. And then they'll go see the movie. And the movie will be the centerpiece of whether you liked it or didn't like it. The think pieces, you know, will generate some buzz, critics, you know, especially in this year, which will be, won't this be the height of irony? This year will be the year that the Oscars really try to blacken up. If this movie don't get nominated, I'm gonna be shocked. Like, this movie would definitely be one of the ones on the list, because it's like, hey, we are trying to be inclusive. There's not a whole lot of black movies to choose from. This is one getting critical acclaim before it even hits the box office generally. I bet you this movie it benefits from the Oscar So Black wave, you know, which is gonna be interesting to see how that works out. But yeah, man, it's sad to me. There's nothing fun about this. I hate talking about this shit. I hate seeing people that follow me on social media because they love that I'm so outspoken and pro-black, but then the second that transfers over to women or transfers over to LGBT people, it transfers over to, you know, Latino, like any other cause that's not just for black men only, you know, that's when I start losing friends, man. Like, I gotta be in denial for y'all to be cool with me, and I'm not gonna do that. You know what I mean? Like, if I see some shit and I feel like, damn, that's not right, I'm gonna speak on it, you know? And for the record, it's public opinion. This isn't a court of law. This is how I feel. I get the facts the same way you get the facts. If tomorrow some shit comes out that made me feel like, oh, this was completely contrived and made up and they framed Nate Parker, I'm willing to be like, yeah, okay, cool. It wasn't what I thought it was. I'm glad. Shit has happened like that on the show before, where it's like something looked real bad and you see, or like when this is kind of obvious, but when that actress that was in Django got pulled over by the cop and she said the cop harassed her and stopped her because she was kissing her white boyfriend, it was racist, da 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 da. And then a couple days later, TMZ drops the video and it's the cop basically being as polite as possible and her just throwing a tantrum and tripping the fuck out and accusing him of racism when he wasn't being racist. Mm-hmm. And we went, yep, shame on her. That cop's fine. No, he didn't do anything wrong. He was actually really polite and professional. Mm-hmm. And fuck that lady for that fake ass bullshit. I'm willing to do that. I don't attach myself to opinions on something like, this is the final verdict. But when it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a fucking duck until proven otherwise, dog. I don't know what to tell y'all. And if that makes you mad at us, then, or mad at me or whatever, then be mad, because I'm not going to back off of that shit. All right, other news. California knows how to party. How did they party? They party by putting 42 children under the age of one on their gang affiliation watch list. Yeah.
How did this happen?
Little banger babies. Gotta watch them.
They're doing crib buys?
They're doing crawl buys.
sticking you up for your passy?
Yeah.
Give me that bib. What the fuck is happening?
Can you even talk under 1 year old?
No.
Right?
Are you just forming your words?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so apparently Cal Gang is a database of law enforcement which attempts to gather the names of every known gangster and gangster affiliate in the state. Founded in 2003, the purpose of the watch list was to support longer sentences for those involved in gang activity, tie individuals to gang injunctions, and even disqualify families with links to gangsters from public housing. But a recent audit of Cal Gang found, which has around 40,000 entries, revealed some major flaws in the system. You don't say. What? Who else is sitting down? Because they were so shocked. The criminal intelligence system lists 42 gang members aged less than 12 months old.
Are they gonna get them off of that? They just gonna keep them on there, kind of how they pre-fill it in. They're, nah, you're gonna commit a crime anyway. Why would we take the time to take you off the fucking list?
Them, you know, they're gonna be gumming people to death. Mm-hmm. Not and only
be gangsters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen some of the things they put in their diapers. I mean, I can see why you would want to put them on the terror list, but mm-hmm. the gangster list, I don't know.
I mean, come on. I mean, look at the source of that milk coming from.
Yeah. Not only does it list babies as gangsters, but it states that 28 of those admit to being members of gangs, which is even more surprising as most children that age are struggling to say mama and dada.
Yeah. How the fuck did they get on the list anyway?
How does the baby admit to being in the gang?
Did somebody give you this name as a false name? You never corrected it?
No. No, they're listing these babies. You know what I wonder is it like the baby that's on Lil Wayne's album cover? It got like tattooed tears on his face and stuff. Maybe that's what it is. The worrying revelation suggests that there could be many other innocent parties unfairly listed as gang members on the database.
Right.
Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, who prompted the audit, said it raised questions about how Cal Gang is being run. Probably people are pretty shocked about how deep the problems are in the Cal Gang system in terms of lack of transparency, lack of consistency, in terms of how the standards are used, Weber said. Although state funded, the database is overseen by an executive board and advisory committee of local law enforcement officials.
You don't say.
Yeah. So yeah. If you got babies in California, go check to make sure they're not on Cal Gang.
Right, and if they are, be sure you get their fucking names off that list.
Yeah. Some records were not scheduled to be removed for another century. Because 600 people were still listed, even though their files should have been removed because the database hadn't updated their files within 5 years. This became an even bigger problem when auditors found that employers were using Cal Gang illegally as a screening tool for recruitment. So they illegally use Cal Gang to see like, oh, does this person have gang affiliation? And your database isn't up to date. It's leaving extra people on. It's got babies on there. So yeah, I guarantee some people didn't get jobs that weren't gang members, but
because they were flagged on the list.
Mm-hmm. Cal Gang has a disproportionate number of minorities listed, 64.9% Latino and 20.5% Black. There's also an issue with parents not being notified when their children were added.
Of course not.
A law introduced in 2013 states that parents or guardians must be advised that a child was put in a database, but the audit found clear examples where this was not the case for many juveniles.
So what happened? The school run your name and you flag?
I don't know. I mean, they don't tell anybody. Maybe they just keep it themselves.
And right. Then, and then your the child
employers is- illegally access it. You know, there's probably a possibility that there's some people that were put on as babies who they never got dropped off,
right,
and didn't get jobs,
right, and kept wondering why they can't find no work.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Are you getting harassed and shit? People talking about, I know you in a gang. You're like, what motherfucking gang? What are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm. Criminal Minds star Shamar Moore will be compensated $61,000 after an accused guest actor, Keith Tisdale, after he accused him of robbing him in a business venture. So Shamar Moore got robbed by a guest actor on Criminal Minds.
In real life?
In real life.
Okay.
So he will get $61,000. He spent 11 seasons as an FBI agent in the hit series Criminal Minds. Unfortunately, the 46-year-old actor was unaware of the theft perpetrated against him in real life by former friend and sometime co-star Keith Tisdale, 42. On Friday, a judge ordered Keith to pay $61,084 in restitution to Shamar after admitting to grand theft charges. Allegedly, Keith befriended Shamar Moore after appearing with him in a season 8 episode of the long-running crime procedural. In court, Shamar said, "In bringing that story to life, we became friends. We went into business together. The business in question was called Baby Girl LLC." Which is a nod to one of Shamar's signature catchphrases from the show.
Why didn't survive?
I don't know what the show.
No.
Oh, the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be trying to street harass somebody. You hand them a baby girl card.
Ha ha! Sounds like you're trying to sell them some jeans.
Right. I'm with baby girl.
Baby girl, your jeans would look good in these baby girls.
Actually, a charity, the company's goal was to help battle multiple sclerosis, a disease for which his mother suffered. So, shame on you for those jokes, Karen. Keith then went on to steal tens of thousands of dollars from the company before an audit showed money was missing. Shamar confronted his friend, who denied any wrongdoing. "In my mind, he wasn't man enough to look me in the eye and fess up," said Shamar. He continued, "I've done a lot for him because he had me, my friends, fooled. I'm not here for money. I'm here because he betrayed a friendship. This is not okay. You don't do this to people." Over the course of their friendship, Shamar also bought Keith $10,000 rims for his car and covered thousands of dollars in other expenses. Damn.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pay me back, too. Yeah, I want every dime.
According to arrest records, Keith was arrested on suspicion of embezzlement in January, but ended up admitting to a charge of grand theft. The court's restitution ruling comes after news of Thomas Gibson's dismissal from the show following an alleged physical altercation on set with a producer. Did anyone call the police? How do we know he did it?
Right. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. I won't believe them until somebody called them.
I need all the evidence.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's is tripping. Okay. Apparently, McDonald's had decided no more porn on their free Wi-Fi. They are now filtering the Wi-Fi, guys.
How you gonna do that?
Right? Now, what? I can't jerk off in front of the children's center.
Come on, dog. You mean to tell me I can't eat my Big Mac with my dick out? What is happening?
I'm saying, if I see, when I'm hanging out by the bathrooms and I want to watch some pornography, where am I supposed to go?
So I guess the Happy Meals won't be happy no more.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, apparently they decided to block porn from the restaurant Wi-Fi. Joining Chick-fil-A and Panera Bread.
Oh, I didn't know they blocked it either.
Right. Well, you knew Chick-fil-A was a bit uptight. McDonald's is committed to providing a safe environment for our customers. We're pleased to share that Wi-Fi filtering has been activated in the majority of McDonald's and nearly 14,000 restaurants nationwide.
Oh, so there's a few. I'm probably in the black neighborhoods and ain't got that Wi-Fi.
Apparently. Guess they were tired of people loving it in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, guys. No more porn in McDonald's for you guys out there using the free Wi-Fi to listen to this.
Download this, yes.
Cut back on it, okay, guys. Is there a possible Love Jones musical on the way? You don't want to see a Love Jones
Why?
Musical?
Why?
Because some people like it, I guess. I don't know.
Nah, we talking about Love Jones soundtrack, yes.
Well.
Because that was flames.
According to MC Light's Instagram post, a musical version of the film is set to premiere this fall. A few names attached to the production include Marsha Ambrosius, Raheem Devon, Music Soul Child. Oh, he going back by his name? Okay. Chrisette Michelle, Dave Hollister, and MC Light.
So they got... Some of the people can actually sing.
Mm-hmm. So, sounds like you ready to check it out. Mm. I didn't know the Love Jones was considered a classic like that, though, to get a musical.
A lot of people love that.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people, it was like one of their first kind of black, quote-unquote, sexual movies. You know, mm-hmm. Not sexual movies, one of their first black rom-coms type of things that they've ever seen, because you know most of the time they white people presented in these positions, so right. It was like, what, black people love each other, fucking and got problems like everybody else, I'm all in. So for a lot of people, it was really the first time they've seen it, and they fell in love with it at a very young age, and they have been there ever since.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody made a good point. It does sound like a concert.
Yeah, it does sound
like some Chrisette Michelle.
Mm-hmm. I bet it's gonna be good though.
Yeah, when you start naming them names, I was like, yeah. We might go to Ovens Auditorium or the Bojangles Arena, because you know that's where it's gonna be here.
I actually need to rewatch Love Jones if we're gonna do that, because I don't remember nothing about that movie. Which one of these niggas supposed to be Bill Bellamy? Wasn't he in this? I know it's Lorenz Tate. I can't remember. I want to say Bill Bellamy was Hayden. I can't remember. Neil Long was definitely in it. The mayor of Virginia City had to resign after being arrested in a drug for sex sting operation. The mayor of Fairfax, Virginia is resigning following his arrest for allegedly attempting to trade meth for group sex sessions with men he met online.
Oh!
Yes. That's right. I bet he's a Republican. City. That's so fucked up, man. But they do. It do be like that. It's, I swear, Republicans be like, I hate gay people.
I'm bringing that dick over here. Put some sperm on me. You be like, okay. All right. For you to be anti gay, you show like a lot of dick.
I hate the gays, but I love the gay sex.
I hate the gay, but I love scissoring other women. Hey, come on over here.
Yeah, what does this dude? Yeah, so his name is R. Scott Silverthorne. He resigned. He was arrested last Thursday on felony drug distribution. Damn, this nigga was breaking bad. Drug distribution. Jesus,
you had a lot of shit. You had so much shit. They was like, you can't even pretend like you gonna do all this shit. This is going somewhere. All
right. Yeah.
Your whole house. Nah, you distributing this.
Right. I am the danger.
Right.
You see a man gets his dick sucked on the street and you think of me? No. I am the one who sucks. Yeah, apparently.
All with the dicks, apparently. And sling on the side.
I wonder what his party affiliation is. It doesn't really say.
He probably was up there with Pat McCrory and they were talking about, we don't want no gays and transgenders in the bathrooms.
It is Virginia.
Guarantee you.
So yeah, apparently
the big old R by the name.
I'm looking for it. It just said R. Scott Silverstone, so I don't know if that's his
Republican name. Scott,
I don't know if it's Republican Scott Silverstone, Representative Scott Silverstone, or if he just goes by first initial R on this. Anyway, let me finish reading this. Maybe the answer's in here. But yeah, they said that they he was fired from his job as a substitute teacher afterwards. They say they received a tip. I wonder if he was a science teacher.
I bet you they did receive
that blue ice.
Yeah, I bet you they did receive a tip.
He received several tips. Giving and receiving tips. Mm-hmm. Police say they received a tip that Silverthorne was using a dating website to set up sexual encounters with other men in exchange for drugs. They set up a sting operation, posting a profile on a website that they expected would appeal to him. I need to see this profile.
Oh, somebody was checking him out.
Right. BBC.
Yeah, yes! Cuckolds.
Within 2 days, police said Silverthorne, who was the third term mayor, contacted undercover officers through the website to set up a meeting. On Thursday evening, police said Silverthorne gave an undercover detective 2 grams of meth before he got arrested.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know, but 2 grams sound like a lot.
I don't know how much it is, Cam. He was arrested, and the police announced it at a news conference. And they told him to resign. He first appointed Jeffrey Greenfield as temporary acting mayor. Yo.
Oh, white, he was like, I'm coming back.
White people are amazing. he's just like, hey man, can you hold this down? I'm gonna be back after this whole meth for gay sex thing blows over.
I'm gonna be out for a few days, you know, go ahead and substitute. You going out of town? Now, I'm gonna be in town, I'll be in jail, but you know, you can go ahead and hold the position
when
down.
I get out, you know, I'm gonna be back. So just, you know, don't change my voice. Why outgoing voicemail.
Amazing.
Silverthorne did not respond to phone, text messages, or email seeking comment. However, he did go on Craigslist and, no, just kidding.
No!
However, he commented on his arrest on Facebook. I ask that you allow the process to proceed before rushing to judgment, as tough as that may be. Yeah, man, look, we just need all the facts.
Yeah.
I can't judge this man. I just have questions, okay? I just want to ask questions. I mean, do they have him on tape at the scene? Oh, they do. Okay.
What did the drugs have on?
Right, you know, I'm just asking questions, okay? I'm a very inquisitive person. When it comes to people I'm going to lack empathy towards, just ask a lot of questions. The city council has scheduled a special meeting Tuesday night, and they had been on recess for the month of August, but they had to come back.
Oh, you know that was pissed. Mm-hmm. People was like, I done took this off my family. We got to have a fucking emergency meeting for this bullshit. Right. Yeah, you lost this goddamn job. I'm at home with my wife and my kids, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home with my husband and shit.
They probably, who are you finna try? I bet it ain't me. Oh, bitch, it ain't me. Cats. Who are you finna?
that was them when they had to get in that car and go all the way back up there to that wife, to that house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they got that email thing rang in their phones, them text messages and shit. Because, you know, they people too.
Yeah.
So, you know, people say, hey, you know we got to go back in for this bullshit. What?
They got the video of the sting. Let me see if I can play it.
Are you cheating now?
What's up, girl? I'm sucking dick right now. Let me call you right back.
Yeah.
That's how they caught him. But yeah, apparently he's free on personal recognizance. And awaiting the preliminary here October 31st. So yeah. We'll see what happens with this guy.
I gotta come off my vacation. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody getting fired.
Yep. Yep.
We clean the house.
It says he was elected in May. They have about 24,000 residents. He won his third term after a rough year where he lost his job with the National Association of Manufacturers, filed for bankruptcy, lost his home to foreclosure, and was diagnosed with cancer. God damn, this is Breaking Bad.
Yes!
He's like, yo, I needed to sell meth and fuck dudes or else I was gonna die, okay?
Right, this is the only way I was gonna live.
Skylar, I have to fuck these dudes.
I have to make it. There's no other way to pay for the medical bills.
I'm sorry, Walt Jr., but I got to go sell drugs and fuck these dudes. There you guys go. That's the Breaking Bad mayor and shit.
Apparently so.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm.
What white nonsense is this?
Ha!
Get to the next one.
Shout out to Drew and Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else happened. Big news, guys. Now, I gotta say, I'm relieved, okay? But it's finally official. We have been waiting for this for, literally a decade.
Uh-oh, what happened?
We've all been waiting for this. But Bow Wow and Lil Romeo, or Romeo and Bow Wow, I guess, Shad, they have squashed the beef, y'all. Whew. Oh, we can all, the national nightmare is over, y'all. Bow Wow and Romeo are now completely cool. They posted it on Instagram. Romeo said,
so the beef over?
It's over. It's a wrap. No more beef between, it's sad we enough that Bow Wow retired this week or last week. And now we got this.
Is Romeo gonna retire too?
I don't know, but I was just so nervous. Oh man.
Ah!
Oh, just finally some good news, you know, like today was just a really tough day with all the I don't want to learn all this stuff about Nate Parker.
I take this positive news any day.
You know, I don't want to find out that some of the black men that I chill with on social media are really just kind of people that withhold empathy when it's certain situations, jump the gun on others. Like, I didn't want to go through that, but you know what, a ray of sunshine just comes through and you see Lil Bow Wow and Romeo have made up and squashed the beef, and you're like, if they can squash the beef, why can't I squash the beef with anybody? You know, like, how many people got beef with me that we need to squash in the spirit of Romeo and Bow Wow? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just good to see. Good
something
to see.
Positive. Two brothers doing positive things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Good thing happened in the black community.
Mm-hmm. I would read his Instagram post, but y'all don't care. And neither do I. Mm-mm. I know Chris Brown got some credit in there somewhere. I saw that.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what Chris
Brown. You're not going to cover it, but I'm going to do it meanwhile on Instagram.
Okay, I will read it. I forgot for that. Okay, you're right. Dear young superstar, as kids, we should have worked together. We should have toured together. We should have made movies together. The funny thing is, I never looked at Bow as competition. The world made it that way. When he was 14, I was only 11. From them late nights of us and at Chris Brown Official hooping at UCLA, FYI, I bust everybody ass, ha, to my teen dance parties. He was there. What the world doesn't know is that once upon a time, Bow was like my big little bro. Although we had different views, he inspired me as a kid. Sadly, this generation only cares about now and oddly laughs at history. History? what? What textbook?
That hip-hop textbook.
My pops always taught me to give people their roses while they can still smell them. Just some facts about Lil Romeo and Lil Bow Wow saga for the fans. Go back Thursday. Mm-hmm.
This beef gonna go down in history. They gonna go down with the classic rappers.
Hashtag words with Rome.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile on Instagram. Yippee-ki-yo,
yippee-ki-yo. Jaheen Aiko blasts her ex-hubby Dot the Genius after getting blamed for divorce.
What?
Yeah, she don't play that shit. You are not about to blame the 2016 Sade.
No, you're not. Mm-mm, cause she a smooth operator.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Aiko and D-Dot were married for only 11 months. Jaheen was recently linked to Big Sean again. The two have been working together, and this past June they made out in front of an Anaheim concert crowd. Jaheen's asking the judge to deny D-Dot spousal support. She listed irreconcilable differences as the reason for their breakup. She reacted to the news on Twitter. Someone said, why you do Dot like that? And she said, never let a man disrespect you in any way. Major key.
Which I can sing in, bitch.
She said, asked her, well, how is it my fault that your cheating was publicly viewed by the world? And she says, once again, with the internet as your source, your point is invalid and inaccurate, and your ignorance grows stronger. And someone said, how do you cheat and start saying he did this and did that? Why didn't you leave him and then wild out instead of cheating? She's fed up. She even wore a Big Sean t-shirt and with a middle finger up for a message to all the haters. So there you guys go. Poor D-Dot, you know, I mean, assuming that he got cheated on in front of everybody. She also said, I only cheated myself. So glad to be free from all the drugs, depression, and confrontation. And then she did three prayer emojis with the white hands, but I'm assuming, you know, that's because she's light skinned.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped ship a long time ago. He wants to be the victim, and I'll let his bitch ass assume the role. Dot the Genius. Why I keep saying D-Dot? Dot the Genius. Oh man, that's some damning words right there.
You better be careful that next album, dog.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully he gonna clap back and see what he has to say, because he's already released a statement on the divorce himself. Okay, he had to let us know. Of course, he released it where niggas get all their news, Instagram. So
yes, the gram.
I know publicists have to be like, man, the fuck did I? What did I even study this shit for?
Right.
You just gonna take a screenshot and put it on Instagram,
and that's gonna be their covering topic.
Is that maybe that's what publicists do now? They just go, oh, all right, screenshot this, put it on Instagram, post it.
What did they have to say on Instagram?
Right. In light of the public threats, false allegations, and attempts to slander my name and character, I'm compelled to speak up because my nature is peaceful. I've been silent out of respect for all involved and to maintain my privacy. However, I believe the truth must be heard, which is that I've never been violent or abusive towards any woman in my life. Such behavior is abhorrent to me and far from how I conduct myself. Moving forward, I will continue to focus on my friends, family, and music, and soon enough, the entire truth shall come to light. Sincerely, DDG. So y'all watch out. All the facts coming soon. I know a lot of y'all guys like to wait for all the facts, so just keep waiting. All right, let's see what else happened that I feel like talking about. I guess we can go ahead and get into white people news, probably. Maybe that one. All right, let me find my white people news music. Mm-mm. How are we looking on time over there?
Oh, we got about 20 minutes.
Okay, cool. All right, white people news time. Let's see, what do you guys like to hear? If I was a white person, this is for sure.
The sun goes down, my jam.
The stars come out, and all outcomes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Love this song.
They
be going hard too.
You put the spell on me, spell on me. If you like to drop, fell on me, and I just thought that you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time slipping away? Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
All right.
That's my jam. They be getting down to this song.
Mm-hmm. They do. Delete your account.
Oh shit.
Justin Bieber deleted his Instagram after getting called out over his 17-year-old girlfriend.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, so we back on, all the news about the gram today, we back on Instagram?
We back on the gram.
Ah!
Like we never left.
Like we never left.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he got shaded by Selena Gomez and fans over his new girlfriend. Now see, I thought Selena was over him. I didn't know she was still harboring feelings, because you don't say that about an ex unless you still checking their gram.
Come on, dog.
So apparently he's been posting pictures. I've been seeing these pictures on white, you know, in the blog, as Jocelyn would say. I've been seeing these pictures of him and this little young girl, and it is like kind of creepy.
Cause he's a grown man.
Yeah, at this point, right? Anyway, he said, I'm gonna make my Instagram private if you guys don't stop the hate is getting out of hand. If you guys are really fans, you wouldn't be so mean to people that I like. And now we are leaving you, and just turn off the comments if you don't want your fans to comment. Somebody said, Empire Beer Sack says, in the moment you went private, you lost many fans. So I said, bad decision. So I guess they weren't feeling him deleting his, taking his account to private. Mm. Selena Gomez said, if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend, lol. It should be special between you two only. Don't be mad at your fans. They love you. They were there for you before anyone. And Justin said, it's funny to see
like
people.
Me.
Justin Bieber said, it's funny to see people that use me for attention and still try to point the finger this way. Sad, all love. And he says, I'm not one for anyone receiving hate. Hope you can be kind to my friends and each other. And yes, I love my believers. And Selena said, funny how the ones that created that cheated multiple times are pointing the fingers at the ones that were forgiving and supportive. No wonder fans are mad. Sad, all love. Oh my God. She went in. She hit him with that, what is it? Here we go.
Can you shut the fuck up for the rest of your life, you a dumbass
bitch that tried too hard.
Ha ha!
She really hit him with that. It was, that's pretty magnificent. And Haley Baldwin, I guess that's the girl, said, the only thing I weigh in on is everyday life in general. Don't rope me into things I'm not part of, and please respect my privacy. Ooh, she got a blue check mark.
She official.
And that's her. Oh, that's Justin's other recent ex. Okay, so that's not his new 17-year-old boo thing that was talking. In the meantime, Sophia turned her comments off. But some folks are up in arms that she's only 17, and Justin, who is 22, is pulling a bit of a tiger right now. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are for rich people anyway, because if you're in California or something like that, and the age of consent is 18, it seems though nobody cares as long as the people rich.
Right. Now, you ain't rich, the police come after you.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, depending on who you are.
The Kardashians weren't calling nobody, and that motherfucker ain't seem to be calling nobody, but.
With these kids,
I don't know. You think Justin deserves all that flack?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, all these people you've been singing to fucking grown out of the fuck you for free, you mess with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm glad I ain't got no kids, because see, we would have problems.
Mm-hmm.
I be, bitch, you know how old my child is. I see you around here again, we're gonna have some problems.
Yeah, I don't even know what you do at that age, because it's so difficult, because kids are old enough to think they know everything, you know what I mean? So there's a good chance that a 17-year-old girl is like, I am consenting, mama, I'm grown, you can't make me blah blah do. This is Justin Bieber, he's a famous dude and all this shit, you know. And there's some parents that probably are just like, I don't give a fuck, and there's some parents that are probably like, shut this shit down.
Right, cause I was out with a family member one time, and I'm already grown, and she was in high school, mm-hmm. and she's bigger than me and taller than me and very developed, and so we would be out, and I know because she was heavily developed, she literally like a grown woman at, you know, 15, 16, and so people would come and they would try to holler at her. And you can call me what you want to, but I was the cock block stopper. I was like, bitch, do you know how she is? You know how it is. Whatever, like 5 to 10, I'm like, bitch, you don't want this, you go to jail.
Right.
Like I immediately would, as soon as they start coming her way, I was immediately warning them, like, hey, we gonna have problems, it's gonna be me. I know she bigger than me, but I'm gonna be the problem today.
Yeah.
Try me if you want to, bitch.
Gotta be protective. Amy Schumer opens up about painful past in her new book, as she reveals her mom left her dad for her best friend's father, and that she was in an abusive relationship. That's right. The 35-year-old released a new memoir titled Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo on Tuesday, as she gave painful details of a few rough points in her life. Perhaps the most shocking revelation was that her mother, Sandra, had left her dad after falling for Amy's best friend's father. Wait, that? Should your mama be writing a book then? Because that seems like a more interesting take on that than, like, who cares? Okay, anyway, sorry. Look, we gotta write the books we gotta write, okay? Amy had worshipped her mother, but at the age of 13, she found out that the matriarch would be leaving her father so she could be with the family friend Lou. She shared, one day after school, I came home and saw my mother slumped on the couch. She clearly had been crying hard. Her mother was a teacher of the deaf, and instead of vocalizing it, she acted the sign, I'm leaving your father. Lou and I have fallen in love with each other. Amy commented, I was a child new to my teens, and she was treating me like a seasoned psychiatrist. The train wreck star has not been completely lucky in love in her personal life. She revealed she was physically and emotionally abused by a former boyfriend in her early 20s. She talked about the ugly incidents, including one where she says he had pushed her onto the hood of a car, banging her head and elbow. It even got to the point where Amy had tried to run off from her boyfriend as he resorted to breaking a mug over his head and hitting himself with a light fixture. That's still scary as fuck. She recalled he grabbed a huge butcher knife from a drawer, and that's when I was sure he was going to kill me. It can happen to anyone. You're not alone. If it's happening to you, you're not exempt if it hasn't happened to you yet. Amy also revealed that she lost her virginity to a boyfriend who had when people hear stories like that, I wonder if they pull the same bullshit. Why didn't you go to the police and all that shit too? You know? Anyway. Amy also revealed she lost her virginity to a boyfriend who had taken advantage of her while she was half asleep. Oh, so you mean rape?
Right.
Because you can't consent when you're half asleep. She wrote about the non-consensual sex without asking first, without kissing me, without so much as looking in my eyes or even confirming if I was awake. Things have certainly improved on a relationship front. She is happy with her boyfriend, Ben Hanish, and has revealed they first met online on a dating app. She shared, we sent each other very simple hellos and short funny messages. When we met, we smiled at each other. In that moment, everything felt right. So make sure you guys go pick up The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. It's on Kindle right now, guys. You can go pick that thing up. It's in stores. Now, I personally will keep reading Siobhan Funch's
Yes!
Tell All.
For those of you listening to the Balls Deep ride, get the snippets.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else happened. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard settled for close to $10 million today.
I wonder why.
15 months of marriage, $10 million.
I wonder why. I heard it was a recording that kind of came out.
Yeah, he threw a phone at her and she recorded it and it leaked somehow.
I know it did.
Sure does.
Drop.
Sure does. Can't hope someone defending that. In a joint statement released exclusively to the Daily Mail, the couple said neither of them intended to cause or other harm. It added that Heard, 30, will be donating a portion of financial proceeds from the divorce to a charity. Depp is worth $200 million, so it didn't cost him that much. $10 million out of $200 million, you good, bro.
Yeah, he'll still be okay.
Yeah, for a guy who got married and had no prenup, you know, hey, didn't cost you half. It's in California, $10 million, you got off light.
You sure did.
Mm-hmm. Especially for an abusive dude. Also, there it was revealed that Depp cut off the tip of his finger, reportedly in a fit of rage. And he used his own blood to write words on the wall accusing her of having an affair with 61-year-old Billy Bob Thornton. Ugh. You know that's not true. Have you seen Billy Bob? I guess have you seen Johnny, though? That's fair. Fair. That's fair. The injury shut down production on Pirates of the Caribbean for 4 weeks. As Depp left the villa where he was staying for treatment in L.A.
So it's not going to permanently stop? They're like,
no, he cut off his tip of his finger. And so I'm sure he didn't tell them why. And then he was like, I'm injured. I can't do Pirates of the Caribbean. So they had to shut it down for a month for his volatile ass. Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, so she got that $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else happened. A couple dressed as pigs who terrified Pokemon Go players with laser pins before bringing traffic to a halt by having roadside sex are hunted by the Swedish police.
Did somebody try to catch their asses?
Maybe with the Go app. What kind of Pokemon name would that be? Pig fucker, I choose you.
What nonsense is this?
They terrified two teenagers out playing Pokemon Go.
What would you name like a pig Pokemon?
I don't know. Piggly.
Curly Tail, I Choose You.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oinkster, I Choose You.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, Bacon, I Choose You.
That would be cool. Bacon, Bacon.
Yeah! Something smell good. Is that you? Bacon, Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon, use your heart attack.
Yes! Make that cholesterol go up.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, Bacon. Hit it with the pig feet. Bacon, Bacon. Wrap them up with them chitlins.
Teenage siblings were out playing the game, and they saw the couple. They got confronted with them, and they were attacked with a laser pointer. Is that something you can attack people with? Is that the right verb?
Oh, what they doing? Just hitting them. I mean, was it?
Oh my God, you're being so annoying.
What if that red light to keep hitting me in the fucking eye?
They wore rubber masks depicting pigs' heads, and they started screaming, waving a green laser. The beam hit one of the Pokemon Go players in the face, and the children rushed home. They act like it was Cyclops from the X-Men.
Ah! You gonna turn around and the tree gonna be on fire.
My face! My beautiful face! The disguised couple.
Lightly warm beam.
Right. The disguised couple wearing t-shirts with the words King and Queen were later spotted having sex on the side of the road near the town water wheel. Their identity is not yet known. Traffic became congested.
That is pigs.
Mm-hmm. They're Porky. Traffic became congested on the main road as motorists stopped to gawk at the pair. Officer Daniel Hagthorpe has been investigating the alleged laser attack at Public Sex Act, pointing at someone with a green laser can cause an injury if it hits the eyes. At least a dozen children a year are being blinded or left with permanent eye damage by laser pointers in the UK, a leading eye expert has warned.
What are they doing? Just aiming these shit at each other?
Injuries are usually caused by toys that are far more powerful than what is supposed to be available to the public. Lasers should have a maximum 1 milliwatt power output, and when sold to the public, 1,000th of a watt, according to Public Health England guidelines.
Oh, so you buying these toys and children turning them on, just looking at themselves in the eye going blind?
I don't know what the right
what white nonsense is this.
All right, let's go into, I mean, we never really did fucking with black people. I feel like there's some stuff I want to cover.
I've been fucked with, but yeah, we can keep moving.
All right, I got some things I want to cover. All right, I won't even play the music, we'll just get into it. What are we looking like on time here? Got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton has been accused of inflaming violence which tore through Milwaukee after police shot young black man carrying a handgun.
That makes no sense what you just said. Say that one more time.
Hillary Clinton has been accused of inflaming violence which tore through Milwaukee after police shot a young black man who was carrying a handgun.
What did she say?
Here's the thing. I have never been more certain I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. This is exactly what they say about like President Obama, and they would never say this about Bernie Sanders, and they would never say this about Trump for sure.
You shot somebody, the people responded, and it's her fault.
Right. Now, any other time, white right-wing rhetoric doesn't lead to hate crimes, hate groups talking about killing black people and shit didn't lead to Dylan Roof doing anything. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to anything you say, and I mean, it's so funny because the lesson in all of this is it doesn't matter how fair and balanced you try to be when it comes to police violence, where people say you're heroes and you shouldn't die and we stand with you. You can say all that shit. When some shit goes down, this country will turn around and blame you because you're a Democrat. And as far as they're concerned, you shot them police your fucking self.
Right, but didn't, who was it, Sarah Palin put up a picture of that senator in a headshot, and then somebody went and shot that woman in the head, and she's still being affected by that shit, that senator?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, she put him she put her in a Target, I believe, right?
Right. But ain't nobody blaming her or suing her or saying, bitch, it's your fault. Why did you do this?
Don't matter, man. That's the different rules for them. All right, starting a new session over there. Give it a second. Go live. Call the audience. Okay. And I will add you to the screen, Karen. There you go. All right, so Scott Walker said she was inflaming the situation in Milwaukee by making recent comments yesterday at her Scranton, Pennsylvania rally. The Democratic nominee said there was urgent work to do to rebuild the trust between police and communities. That's inflaming violence. That's it. That's the thing that you decided means it's okay to, like,
not the fact that somebody's dead,
to be violent.
Not the fact y'all probably got a history of doing this shit.
No, I'm saying, you're saying Hillary's comments of the police and the community need to have a better relationship is the same as saying burn down this motherfucker.
And this was funny, so fucking frustrating. It's like, if the police need to do anything, it's an indictment against them.
Yeah, I think comments like that are just inflaming the situation, he said. I think people understand in that neighborhood and Sherman Park in Milwaukee, they want law enforcement to stop it and protect them. The people who live in that neighborhood want police. They want police in Milwaukee and the sheriff's department to step up and protect them, he continued. They don't want the criminals who were doing those actions against those businesses to do that. And I think we get so worried about property in this country and not people's lives. And I think the statement like
valuable property is.
Yeah, and I think the statement like that and the lack of leadership we have had from the president on the issue, from the president on the issue, only inflame the situation.
Yeah, people decrease in value. The browner you are, the less valuable you are.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, that's 100.
Yeah. Shout out to Hillary though, getting some of that racism action.
Yeah, and you know, I must say, I really do believe, and she, there's still some things I see, have problems with her and issues with her, but I can say Bernie running pushed her to this. When I think if it wasn't for him, I don't know if she would.
I give Bernie zero credit for this. This had nothing to do with Bernie.
Okay,
this is all about the black women that work for her and black protesters and Black Lives Matter and social media presence of black people. They pushed her to say things like this. Not that what she said was at any. To me, nothing she said was that commendable, but the point being, the reason she's a shooting happened and she's talking about it is specifically because black people did that. Bernie Sanders would have not, he would have just as much not talked about this as she would have, just to, like, if it wasn't for black people making her do this. If you want these votes, you're gonna have to start addressing these things.
Refresh.
Okay. I haven't went live yet. Whoops, my bad. It would help if I went live. You guys just missed a lot of good conversation. That's all me, guys. Sorry. At any rate, Hillary Clinton was blamed for the violence in Milwaukee, and we both gave it 100 because that's ridiculous.
Right.
A California paper apologizes for referring to Michael Phelps by name, but just calling Simone Manuel African American.
Oh, you know that African American.
The title read, is this the same African-American Trump has? My African-American. It read, Olympics Michael Phelps shares historic night with African-American. That was the headline. And that's ridiculous. So they apologize because it was insensitive. So, 0 to 100.
Oh, 100.
All right.
There you go. Might as well say that little black girl over there.
Right. Negro, they colored. Michael Phelps and a colored make history tonight.
I know, can you believe it? They allow the coloreds in here today.
Here's one. A judge had a foul mouth response to a racist thug who hurled abuse from the dock after being jailed for insulting a black Caribbean mother. That's right. We're going across the pond for this schism. A judge delivered an expletive-ridden response to a racist thug who hurled abuse at her as he was jailed for insulting a black Caribbean mother. John Hennigan, 50, was handed an 18-month prison sentence after he breached a ASBO by using racist language towards a woman and her two young children. During sentencing, Hennigan launched a foul-mouthed tirade at Judge Patricia Lynch, saying, she was a bit of a cunt.
Oh.
In a response, the judge says, you're a bit of a cunt yourself. Hennigan shouted, go fuck yourself, to which the judge replied, you too.
Oh.
Hennigan of Harlow, Essex, then banged on the glass panel on the dock, performed a Nazi salute, and twice shouted, Sieg Heil, before starting to sing, Jews gas them all. Speaking in a measured tone, Judge Lynch said, we are really impressed. Take them down.
What did this happen?
Where?
Yeah.
In England or whatever.
Okay. That's my mistake.
Yeah. One of them fancy judges with their wig and shit.
Right.
One of them. I can't believe they still do that in 2016. So not that we have robes in courts. That's kind of ridiculous, but the fact that you still have to wear like the wig piece, like, all right.
You know, I have time. It is tea time, sir. And yes, you too. Mm-hmm. And your mother.
So he pleaded guilty to breaching the order by using racist language towards the mother, Tanisha Ford, and her two children, age 6 and 8, as they shopped in Harlow April 20th last year. Apparently he stopped Miss Ford and asked whether she needed directions. Miss Shirley said it seemed a normal conversation and she walked off, but as she did, he said, I don't agree with interracial relationships. I like natural. She was shocked and surprised.
What the hell is a natural relationship?
I guess intra-racial is natural in his opinion.
Okay.
She was shocked and surprised and asked what he meant. He said, I prefer white children. She said her children were natural and he said, I'm just saying.
She didn't solicit your opinion.
I'm just saying, you gotta know this. Okay? Sorry about this. He was arrested. Police officers later said he made very unpleasant comments while in custody. They're so nice over there. They were very unpleasant. Quite unpleasant, I say. Mr. Warner said he is a rather unfortunate man. He lives alone and is single and has been diagnosed and medicated for depression. Yeah, that's when it always comes out. Can't just be you was racist. Gotta be some other shit for white dudes.
You can't just be off a little bit and add a little bit of racism in there.
Yeah, can't be racist. It's gotta be something that made him be racist. I'm really depressed. Oh, okay. Well, shit then. Why didn't you say so?
You can be depressed as racist.
Carry on calling people cunts and niggers. It's cool. Apparently that happened. So 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah. That dude get 100.
Yep. Because there was another occasion where he performed a Nazi salute in central London in a pub and called black people niggers. So, yep, 100 for me as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
The thing about racism, it's all over the world, y'all.
Yep. I don't know what the exchange rate is on this 100, but you're going to get all of it, buddy. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it equals in pounds.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else happened. Drivers are shocked to see a sinister display of nooses next to the highway in Oklahoma, warning people not to hang around the area after dark. It was put up there by landowner Merle Martindale, and he said he put up the nooses because he was recently assaulted and wants to warn thieves to stay away. But of course, some motorists said this looks racist, and he said if you think of a noose in America, it doesn't represent anything but what used to happen to African Americans, said Terrence Reed, who was a motorist driving by. He got the right to do what he wants to do. He got a right to feel the way he want to feel, but I got a right to be angry about it too, and I'm angry. If you put up a sign that says I advise you not to hang around here after dark, you're making a statement, Mr. Reed added. Another driver, Dennis Varner, said the nooses were humiliating. It's discrimination and America shouldn't put up with it, he said. Martindale said that hanging the ropes were not meant to be racist. And him and his wife, his wife said he's taking them down now.
Mm-hmm. You're still racist.
Mm-hmm. So you think he is racist?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm 100. We live in an age to where everybody know a fucking noose is racist. It's fucking racist. It's racist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You cannot blame ignorance. You put it up there to say, hey, niggers, don't bring your ass around here.
Maybe he's the one white person that didn't know yet. All right, 100 for me as well. A New York Police Department cop who allegedly shot an unarmed black man, he reportedly had racist Facebook posts in 2014.
You don't say.
Whoops.
My bad.
Oh, wait, you know what? This is the same dude. We covered him already. 100, yeah, okay. I thought that was a new one. Let me archive that. My bad. All right, we'll do a different one. How about this one? Killer Mike challenges Michael Jordan to send the profits to Air Jordans to a black-owned bank. Jordan already donated $1 million to NAACP Legal Defense Fund, another $1 million to the National Association of Chief of Police Institute for Community Police Relations. I think he also donated $5 million to the African American Art Museum. And apparently Killer Mike is saying, you know, Jason Whitlock didn't like Michael Jordan doing this. He said, Michael Jordan is cutting a $2 million check to restore his image, Whitlock said in the July 25th episode of his show. His image has been taking a beating over the last 10 years. Wow, do some good ribs. Michael, that's my Whitlock impression. You can't do it without the ribs. Mike wants the athletes to invest in Black America more than he has. In an Instagram post made August 6th, Mike asked Jordan to place the profits generated from the forthcoming Air Jordan 5 retro gold medal sneakers into a black-owned bank. We know that with your example, other players will follow the MC role. I'm sure Jim Brown, Kareem, and Bill Russell will agree. Love you, man. You truly were / are the greatest. He also issued a challenge to the black community and its allies to put money in a black bank or credit union. Save $300 and get a secure credit card. # Citizen Trust Bank has a good one. Charge these or any shoe, pay your bill on time, building your credit. According to the Soul Collector, Golden Medal Air Jordan expected to be released August 20th and retails for $190 and celebrates this year's Olympic Games in Rio, Brazil.
Yeah, I 100 because they telling other people to do with their money. And is anybody looking through his thing to be sure he's black and black? Everything he purchases, is it black? Not the way America work. Guarantee you, your money somewhere has went to somebody white. like that's almost impossible.
I'll just say, I don't like people telling other people what to do with their money as black people. I'm just not a fan of it, to be honest. It's my personal thing. I don't do it with mine.
Me too.
Shit. I don't tell people what businesses to support or not support. I don't guilt trip people into, you know, you got to do this for blackness and stuff. I think we already have enough of that inside of us, and we do it when we feel inclined to, but
we do it more than anybody else.
Yeah, I also think people need to stay out of other people's pockets, to be quite honest. I hate the charity checking that people do. A lot of times you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You assume shit that you don't have any right to assume. You admonish people for publicly giving, but then at the same time, when they keep it private, you say they don't do enough. So I'm gonna just say, 100. I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of fucking with people and who, you know, he gives in the way that he gives and that's it. You know, fuck with him or don't, but I don't think you should be telling people what to do with their money.
Nope, because I don't see nobody calling him out telling him what to do with his money.
I'm also not sure what the game plan is, really for the, when people bring up the give money to a black bank thing, I don't know what the end result of the game plan is. Like, and then what? Well, okay, your money's in a different place now. Okay. What is the next thing though? I don't understand. You know? Cause it always seems to stop there. Like that will, well, now we have economic value. But okay, so what are we doing with it? What's going to happen from that? You know, the end of the day, what we're living under in a system that is so fucking rigged is not just a result of where you bank. It's just not, you know. But I appreciate having ideas and trying to do something.
Me too.
I just literally don't know what that would do. I don't know what that's supposed to do, you know. But anyway, 100 for me. Plus, you know, Killer Mike lied about Black Lives Matter protests. Let's get into the final thing. Let's do some Guess the Race, guys. It's about that time for you guys to get your guess on.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And the chat room is racist.
I did terrible yesterday.
There you go. Wait till the music stop playing. All right.
Sorry, unprofessional, my bad.
It's all good. Let's see, what are we gonna do here? A Queens man tried to stop his girlfriend from going to Kennedy Airport and leaving him and going to Guyana by calling in a fake bomb threat.
Oh.
A Queens couple who are apparently crazy in love were reunited Tuesday outside of Brooklyn Federal Court after he was released on $20,000 bail for calling in a fake bomb threat against a Caribbean Airlines flight to prevent her from traveling to Guyana. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Danish Gomani admitted that he was acting out of jealousy and the influence of a few beers. When he was overcame with fear and he thought that his girlfriend was gonna hook up with her ex-husband. "It's just jealousy," said the girlfriend, who declined to give her name. "We're back together. I forgive him." Oh, that's some rom-com shit for real. It worked. That sounds like some abusive controlling shit, but okay. Gomani, 33, is charged with calling 911 on July 27th and telling the operator there was a woman traveling to Guyana on flight 527 from Kennedy Airport on July 29th and she would be carrying a bomb or drugs. Oh my God. He didn't just call in that bomb threat. He called it on her.
Right.
He gave the operator's girlfriend's first name, and Customs and Border Protection officers confirmed there was a woman with a ticket on the flight. Meanwhile, the FBI traced the call to his cell phone. The agents fanned out to separately interview the couple. She told agents that she had an argument with him about her trip to Guyana, and he admitted that he was fueled that she might reunite with her ex who lived there. After he was released, Gomani said he was in bed with his girlfriend when the FBI came to arrest him on Tuesday morning. She laughed off the idea that she wanted to get back with her ex-husband, whom she has been separated from for 10 years. Gomani's father was confused too. "I don't know what they see in each other," said his dad. "I told him to find someone younger and have children." Defense lawyer Mildred Wallen said Gomani agreed to live with his father at his father's home in Jamaica, Queens, as a condition of his release. So guess the race of this dude, Danish Gomani.
Black.
All right, let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Black love is so beautiful. Put a root on your girl, Dominican Black. At least she got a man. Black, insecure. Aww. Negro black man turned his woman into a suicide bomber in one call. Muslim with no brotherhood. Muslim is not a race. She wasn't that fine anyway. Black. Asian. Joe says Asian instead. Then the correct answer is, and you guys all missed it, he was Middle Eastern.
Oh,
the booze. You gotta wait till the sound is done. What were you gonna say, Karen?
Jamaican Ghana? He was Middle Eastern?
He not does he look Jamaican to you?
No, he was there with his dad in Jamaica. She going to Guyana and he Middle East. I'm confused.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, y'all were all wrong. Look at this man. You know he going to jail for terrorism, dog. You can't be calling in a bomb threat looking like that. You gotta look like real black or something, like a white person or something. They gonna get you, bro. They are definitely prejudging your ass.
You calling a bomb threat on me? You kiss my ass forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A college student, 19 years old, bit off a large section of a rookie police officer's ear as she was arrested outside of a bar.
White.
Okay, Karen's going with white already. All right. I'll read the article for the rest of you guys that might need to hear a little bit more. It's probably what that cop would like to do right now, hear a little bit more. Well, hear me out. her name is Emma Wiley. She's a Massachusetts woman. She bit off a chunk of a rookie police officer's ear during an arrest. She's 19. She's being held without bail in Salem as she faces charges including aggravated assault, battery causing serious bodily injury, resisting arrest, and mayhem. Salem police said patrol woman Jessica Rondinelli lost a large section of her outer portion of her ear when the teen bit it as Rondinelli was attempting to arrest her shortly before 1 a.m. Moments before the incident, Wiley was spotted with a fistful of hair by police outside of a tavern. So she had been fighting, apparently. She had gotten in a large fight. Rondinelli and patrolman Robert Monk saw Wiley trying to throw another woman onto the ground when she screamed uncontrollably. Rondinelli and Monk pulled Wiley away from the other woman as she struggled to lead her away and arrest her. "I'll fucking kill you all," she said. "Don't fucking touch me." Wiley went dead weight as the officers attempted to carry her to the police cruiser. That's always hilarious when the person does the "I'm a dead fish, you gotta carry me, I won't use my own legs."
You don't work for this arrest.
While trying to put her in the car, Wiley continued to yell and started kicking. Rondinelli was trying to get Wiley's legs into the car when she lunged forward and bit down an officer's ear, taking a large section off. I know. "She has my ear. She bit my ear off," Rondinelli, who worked her first shift as an officer on July 1st, yelled. Rondinelli was rushed to the Salem Hospital, where doctors were unable to reattach the portion of her ear. Oh no. So it looks like she got a piece of her ear gone. She is going to undergo reconstructive surgery on it. Damn. Wiley continued to yell threats to police while she was being driven to police station following her arrest. I wonder if they cover that with insurance. Like, if police have insurance that makes sure, like, okay, if you get fucked up. Cause that's missing your ear, dog.
It would have to be covered because you know, it almost like goes along with the job. You might get injured, like seriously injured. You might not always die, but you might get injured.
She reportedly claimed, "I know every police officer on the Marblehead Police Department, and you're gonna regret this in more ways than you could ever imagine." During Wiley's arraignment on Monday, prosecutor Megan McKenzie said this officer is forever maimed due to this defendant's actions. In addition, McKenzie noted that Wiley had a long history of interactions with police. Mark Berry, Wiley's attorney, said she is a sophomore at Salem State University and she suffers from depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, for which she takes medications. I have to eat half an ear or else I can't sleep because the boogeyman will get me. She's a 19 year old who was overserved at the bar, said her lawyer. Outside of the court, Barry said that his client was using a fake Rhode Island license to be admitted into the bar where she was served 5 or 6 mixed drinks. Well, that's on her then, isn't it? McKinsey fired back that the teen's mental illness and alcohol use does not account for this kind of malicious behavior. Wiley will remain in police custody for 120 days with probable cause hearing scheduled August 30th. Karen says White.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking with that?
Yes, I am.
Let's check the chat room and see what you believe. She bit off the ear but forgot to add seasoning White.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A couple of slices of bread and that white lady would have a pig ear sandwich. Delightful drunken white angel. You want a piece of me, Britney Spears White, charged with mayhem, and she's still alive. Darth Becky going full Sith. White privileged white teen complaining that people are not listening to her. Defender of the Taylor Swift White. Well, you guys are correct. Let me put this Van Gogh this Van Gogh fan on screen.
Not the Van Gogh.
There she is. Looking like she got a mouthful of ear in that picture right there.
Right. They didn't say she was shot dead. I'm like, yeah, she bit off of his ear and survived. White. Mm-hmm.
Man, they even got pictures of her, like, boobs out, drinking something in her cup, shades on, looking like a party girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You just never know, man. Anyway, that's sad to hear. No pun intended. let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race in the bonus round against the race. So far, everybody is all over the place. But we'll see if they can pull it out in the bonus round. All right. All shit now. All right, here we go. This one's for all the marbles. You getting nervous, Karen?
Mm-mm.
An Arizona mom has been arrested, has been accused of beating a teen that she found in her daughter's bed.
You don't say.
Someone was sleeping in her bed. She was arrested on suspicion.
Getting these fists.
Somebody's getting these fists.
Sleeping in my bed, I'ma whoop your ass.
Punching my face.
Mm-hmm.
She must have came home early.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting her daughter to be asleep.
Somebody got their scheduling off.
A Mesa mother was arrested on suspicion of damaging a car and assaulting a 16-year-old boy she found in bed with her daughter. This is old. Thanksgiving morning. The young man woke
up. Not Thanksgiving.
Yes, right,
day.
Karen. Last year. I went way back for this one. The young man woke up to Jeanette Salas Woods attacking him as he lay next to her daughter in bed. Police say
this
the boy.
A grown-ass man.
16 years old.
Oh, 16, okay.
Police say the boy came over to his friend's house on Wednesday night when the two 16-year-olds had sex. He reportedly fell asleep next to her in the bed until being woken up by her mother.
Are you still connected? Because I'm not.
Oh, shit. What is going on?
Your screen went black. My screen went black.
No, I'm connected. Yours, it's just yours.
Okay.
Y'all can... Karen is frozen. Oh, yeah, so...
Okay, that's
try
just
refreshing.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure.
Nah, everybody else, I'm still alive, right? Still... Mm.
No.
Feel good?
No, okay. I don't got any.
Yes, answers. Yeah, Rod is good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What the fuck is happening? Okay.
I don't know, dog. Okay. It's the last story anyway.
No problem. I reconnected my thing disconnected from the internet. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So they had sex. He fell asleep and he got woken up by fist to the face. Investigators say Woods yelled at the boy, straddling him and punching him. When he got free, he grabbed his jeans and ran from the house, leaving behind a cell phone, car, and the rest of his clothes. Damn, he left his car. Woods reportedly chased him from the residence and continued hitting him down the street until he vomited. The boy told police she only stopped after saying she was going to get cousins that would take care of him. At some point following the attack, he called police. When they arrived on the scene, the boy's car, originally parked out front, was no longer there, but shards of glass were in place, according to the police report. The vehicle was later found down the street, around $5,300 worth of damage to it, and a number of valuable items were missing. When they questioned Woods, they say she admitted to hitting the boy, saying it was because she was angry at finding him in bed with her daughter and that he was being disrespectful to her. At first, she denied having touched the car, but later admitted to damaging it with a baseball bat and then driving it down the street. Wood denied taking any valuables from the car, gave the boy back the belongings he'd left behind. She was arrested last week and is now facing charges of criminal damage, assault, and unlawful means of transporting a car. So, guess the race.
Black.
Going with black. Let's check the chat room and see what these Negroes believe. Do I need to invite you again? Or are you already ready?
Yeah, I should be able to just automatically come on. I'm trying to get back in.
Okay, cool. So yeah, they say black, Hispanic, Becky with the bag, he is white. Getting cousins, this is a Negro.
Oh shit.
Threatening to get Pookie and them, black. Latin. A mom like that will hit another a la West Side Story. Wait, a mom like that will hit another. Oh, okay. Well, the correct answer is, and one person got it right, Latina. Couple of you got it, one person got it right. Oh, somebody saying two people getting it right? My bad, I must have missed one of y'all. But yeah, Latina. She is Latina. Let me see if I can bring a picture up.
She was not here for that foolishness.
Mm-mm. That's her right there.
Get caliente with my daughter. I caliente your ass.
I don't even know what you do in a situation like that, because obviously they violated your trust coming in your house like that.
Right.
But that reaction is so over the top, too. You beat him. You fucked up his car. You lied. You're going to end up going to jail over it. I mean, that's just the markings of a mother who told that kid, if you ever bring a boy up in here,
I will
go to jail. And she was right.
She meant that. She literally meant that. And like I said, it's one of those things. And I know, I think we talked about that on the show before. It's one of those things where I'm like, it's very difficult because this boy is at somebody else's property in somebody else's house. So let's say something happened to him. They're held accountable for him being in their house. He ain't got up in his cell.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. Like I said, I don't know how you handle that at that age and shit.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you like to think that you would
be reasonable,
be able to sit down and talk to everybody and be like, so yeah, sexually active. Right. You need to protect yourself. Yeah,
let's talk to your parents too.
But you don't want to be accepting of some nigga just in your house either. So.
Right. Cause you want your child to know that, you know, that like, that's not cool.
Right. I didn't even play the sound effect. So of course, it's time to talk about the last thing that we always talk about, sore ratchetness. A Nelson man was angered by noisy dogs, so he threatened the owner with a sword.
Oh, shit.
A sleep-deprived man, driven over the edge by his neighbor's dogs, threatened their owner with a sword. Christian Botham, 40, pleaded guilty on Monday to possession of an offensive weapon after his longtime frustration with the dogs barking boiled over. The court heard that he and other neighbors on the Stoke Street had issues with the dogs, which has since been dealt with by Nelson City Council. At 1:20 p.m. on July 20th, Botham became so angered by the dogs' loud barking that he threw rocks over the fence at them. When approached by his neighbor, he threatened to kill the dogs. He then leaned over the fence, swung a sword around, and told the neighbor to shut up or I'll kill them. Defense lawyer Sophie Barkley said Botham had anxiety, which was provoked by the dogs' continued barking. He had disturbed sleep for the past couple of days. He accepted he reacted very poorly and should have gone to speak peacefully with the neighbor. Police said Botham fled when they arrived at the house, but Barkley said her client was just trying to cool off by visiting his brother. She said a 40 centimeter axe found in his car was to be used to help chop wood.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. You gonna right. fuck them dogs. Oop.
Judge David.
Gonna be in somebody's chili bargain.
Judge David Ruth convicted both of them and fined him $400. He also was ordered destruction of the sword. That's a light sentence, slap on the hand right there.
Right, but you don't require destruction of guns.
Mm-hmm. So that's all he got, y'all. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and if everything goes right, we should have Jess Wood on the show. So
yeah,
we'll see you guys.
Her. Yay!
We should be able to talk to you guys then. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.